The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We talk about firearms. We talk about regulations. We talk about seasons. We talk about tips and techniques. We talk about equipment and anything else related to those two main topics of fishing and hunting. Now, we also talk about crabbing as well, if you must know, and we talk about a whole bunch of other stuff, conservation, and I mentioned wildlife and, you know, that type of thing. So if you have a comment or a question about any of those things or need some information or would like to relate a story, we're here for that too. We are in the midst of the month of October, and we are giving away a beautiful CVA muzzleloader, Optima V2, with a scope mount on it. You'll have to get your own optics for that. And we are looking forward to giving those away. We gave one away in September, another one this month for October. Not in time for the early muzzleloader season, unfortunately, but in time for the late season, in time for the firearm season, if you prefer to use a muzzleloader during the firearm season. And my favorite season of the year, the early muzzleloader season, is coming up this coming week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'll be hunting with our former producer, Chris, and we have got our locations picked out. We've got the trail camera working, and let me say something about trail cameras. I know they're widely used throughout Maryland and throughout, you know, the hunting community. I have only used them on several occasions. The one property I used to hunt, a fella that hunted it put up a trail camera years ago and put some bait down near the camera, which is the traditional thing to do. People use them on their food plots. They use them on their trails. They use them on, you know, over their bait piles or whatever you want to call it, and, you know, just to kind of monitor and see what the deer look like, what kind of deer they've got. And some of them use multiple cameras, and, you know, they hunt when the deer shows up on, you know, one region for a couple times a day, and you see them on TV on these shows. Well, they, you know, they have this computer screen, and they've got all the pictures up there of all the bucks, and they, you know, select this one because, you know what, put a trail camera up this year. Put it on one location. I had one trail camera that I told you that I won back in August at the National Deer Association benefit up in Garrett County. I actually won two. I won a Muddy and I won a Moultrie. And I'd purchased a Tacticam from a friend but never used it. So I went to set the Tacticam up, and there was an issue with where the SD card went in the SD slot. Wouldn't work. Okay. Well, we went back and forth with service on Tacticam. Tacticam says, "You've never used this camera." I said, "No." And she said, "Open it up, turn it on, go through the menu, get me the code, get me the serial number, get me the QR code, all this stuff." All this stuff is packed in this little electronic box. So I got all that, and she said, "Well, guess what? That camera, even though we don't make it anymore, is still under warranty. Send it back at your expense, and we will send you a new camera, a Reveal X2. Well, it came yesterday. I haven't set it up yet. That's part of the plan for the weekend. So I have the second camera ready to go. The first one, the Moultrie, you do a little subscription thing. It's a wireless camera. I get pictures all the time of things that are going on. And I'm looking at them right now. Let's see here. So the third camera was a Muddy. And I called Muddy and I said, having trouble getting this camera to work and getting online and all this stuff. And he said, oh, well, send us the QR code for that and the serial number and da-da-da-da. And I went, okay. He said, yep, guess what? We're going to send you a new camera. I'm like, okay, how bad is this? Two out of three. I got to get new cameras. So they said, yeah, that one's something wrong with it. You know, I said, okay, well, can't get it to work. Can't get it to, you know, the lights to come on. There's three lights that come on if the battery's in, the SD card's in, all this stuff going on. That wasn't working either. So I'm still waiting on the Muddy camera. Don't know about that. So anyway, we got some callers on the line. Let's talk to Bill. Morning, Bill. How are you?
All right. How are you doing?
Good, man. What's going on?
All right. Well, you're right. Those cameras are a great thing to do. Well, you get some funny pictures. I had pictures of does fighting over the food.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you never know. And raccoons.
Yep. Oh, the raccoons are crazy. Yeah. We've got fox, raccoons, rabbits, does, bucks. There's four different bucks we've seen on. No, there's three different bucks we've seen on camera. I actually saw one on when I was hunting. And I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to ask you a question. You're a hunter. You're a deer hunter. For the past 4 or 5 years I've hunted this property, I've always had a doe, a matriarch, a nanny doe. I've had her, and she's the leader of the pack. And she has consistently busted me, including the other night, when she comes into the scene. She is always suspicious. She always knows where I'm at. And she'll get downwind. She'll mess with me till she gets downwind and she smells me. And then she snorts and snorts and snorts and snorts and leads her does, bucks, whatever she's got with her out of my life for that morning or evening. So my question is, given that situation, and she's ruined so many hunts, I can tell you she's ruined a dozen hunts. As a hunter yourself, would you consider taking this deer out because, you know, or would you just let her go and you would?
Yes.
See, I don't typically harvest those. I mean, certainly she'll be
in the freezer.
Yeah, it's meat in the freezer. She'll be put to very good use. There's no question about that. And might even get donated. I don't know. But the reason I'm concerned about, is it ethical for me to take that deer out just because she's annoying?
Well, I guess it depends on how you look at it. But I would look at it, just put some meat in the freezer.
But to target that one, you know, I mean, I pass up does all the time. I pass up big does and little does. And, you know, and I've taken a lot of does in my life, you know, and hunted management hunts and all that stuff, but that question sticks in my mind. Is it ethical to target her just because she's smart, she's a deer?
Yeah, but in a way that would be a trophy in my book, because you're outsmarting her. She's been outsmarting you for how many years?
Yeah, so I should look at her as a trophy doe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get it. All right. Yeah. She's big. I mean, she's going to fill the freezer for sure. I the only other animal I hunted as a trophy doe was when I was in Wyoming, and I hunted an antlered female pronghorn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they're not abundant, but they're relatively common. And they have a set of horns just like the buck, only they're about 3 inches long. And I harvested my buck the first day. And it was a decent one, first for my first one. And, you know, very symmetrical. And the guide kind of, we went over a dozen of them before the guide said, why don't you shoot that one? You know, this one's too young. That one doesn't have good hooks. That one doesn't have good mass. You know, and we finally picked one out, and I took a pronghorn at 240 yards and very happy to take it. And I said, okay, we got my buck. Now what do we do? And one of the fellows in camp said, well, why don't you go on a trophy doe hunt? I'm like, what are you talking about? And he told me. So I went into town. I said, can I buy an antlerless stamp or you know, a doe stamp for pronghorn? The woman said, yeah, $30. I said, great. How many could I get? She said, four. I said, no, just one. It's fine. And it was an extra $100 for the guide to, you know, spend a few hours with me. We went out and we found a single solitary, you know, no young ones, single solitary trophy doe, barren doe, and we put a stalk on her. And it was great because we saw her up on a ridge, and we started up the ridge, you know, kind of away from her, and she kept going the other way, and he said, all right, back to the truck. So we went back to the truck, and he got out a decoy. And I thought, this is cool. He said, stay right behind me. And we walked up, got within 190 yards of her, and I took the shot and took that trophy doe. So got both heads mounted and ate the meat, donated the buck and brought the doe home. I like pronghorn meat. It was pretty good. So.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that was my story about that trophy doe, but that was because of another hunting opportunity. But this to look at this one as a challenge might be the way to get it out of my head that it's the right thing to do. All you hunters out there, would you do the same thing? What would you do on a nanny doe that's ruined your hunt for the last 4 years? Anyway, so but anyway, you in the muzzleloader contest?
Oh yeah, well,
good.
This month.
I hope you do. All right, Bill. Thanks for the call, man.
Okay.
You have a great day. Bye-bye. Gary, Baltimore, morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great.
What's going on?
Two quick questions.
I'll try.
All right. First, are they catching rockfish at Patapsco Harbor?
Yep.
River or whatever? And
yep.
What are the rules right now?
Same as they've been. No change.
Right.
Yeah. One fish, what, 19 to 24. Oh man, you ask me that all the time, and my standard answer for the last 36 years has been two words. What are they? You should know them by now.
In the water, three words.
No. Fish swim.
Like in the water better, but.
Well, you know, yeah.
Okay. All right, so same rules and go fishing. Got it.
Good, just go fishing, man. You got where they go. Follow the boats, and you'll find them.
Right.
Well, thanks.
You're a big help.
Yeah. Same as always, big help.
Oh yeah. And how's the boss?
She's getting better.
Good.
She's getting better. Yep, she's getting better. She's.
That's
yeah.
Always good.
Yeah. Not ready for prime time yet, but she's getting there.
All right. Well, she's got like 2 weekends.
Yep.
Yep.
I got it.
I need her for the spin.
You need her for the spin. I'll tell you said that.
Only time I win.
When she spins. Okay.
Right.
You got it. Thanks,
Gary.
Bye-bye. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
See ya. Bye-bye. Hey, folks, the muzzleloader contest is very simple. You call us 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. When Aaron answers the phone, you say, I want to enter the muzzleloader contest. He will write down your first and last name and your phone number. In case you win, we need a way to contact you. That's how that works. You can also enter by email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. My last name is Ellis. A lot of people say when they see Ellis at Ellis Outdoors, they think that's my first name, and they address me as Ellis. But it's Alan, and the email is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. On your subject line, put contest, muzzleloader contest, something similar to that, so I know that you are entering the contest. We will enter you via email. Make sure first name, last name, and phone number appear, and we will appreciate that. All right. We need to tell you about our friends at Packyard Billy's. You know, I keep talking about fireplace inserts, and it seems to resonate because a lot of people have homes with fireplaces that they don't use. We had one here, and now we use it. Turned the fireplace on first time the other night when it got so chilly, and I had the windows open, and it was getting chilly in here, so I went to turn it on with the remote control. Batteries were dead. Replaced the three AAA batteries. Hit the button. Instantly, the fireplace came on. Set the heat level that I wanted it. When it got that warm, it turned off. When it dropped below that, it turned back on. It was great. Yeah, it's just perfect. Perfect. Low work, you know, no wood to haul. Gas fireplace insert. We got an Enviro model at Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, EX35 gas fireplace insert. So Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We enjoy the convenience, like I said, of the remote control. It's a beautiful unit with a nice metal finish on the front, really cool looking, against a stone background, and room-filling heat. It heats this place up pretty quick, and this is a big room. This is a, I don't know, 15 or maybe 20 by 30 room, and it does a beautiful job. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. Check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves, too, for your primary or alternative heat sources. So you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's there in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. It's getting chilly. It's going to keep getting chillier. BackyardBillies.com is the website, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That number, 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's in Hearth America is open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue exit. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Hey, if you need some muzzleloader accessories, well, Clyde Sport Shop is the place to go. They've got the CVA muzzleloaders just like we advertise here. They have the ones that we are giving away, the Optima. They have the Acura. They even have a centerfire straight wall cartridge, the Scout, which is a single shot in .45-70 if you're looking for one of those. Clyde's Sport Shop is also your full-line Browning dealer. So if you're looking for a brand-new firearm, you're certainly welcome to attend Clyde's Sport Shop. Attend? Well, you can attend. You can stop by. You can drop in. They would love to hear from you. The X-Bolt Hunter, the X-Bolt Medallion, the A5, Satori, the Maxis shotgun. I see the Maxis now is the Ducks Unlimited Gun of the Year. You can put one to your shoulder at Clyde Sports Shop. Why not stop by? Hunting season's here. Get your license. Get your ammunition. Get your scope mounted up. Get your hunting accessories. Your full line Browning dealer is Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Beltway sign says Lansdown. Zip code says Halethorpe. You pick. Been around since 1957. 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. ClydeSportShop.com. New website. Updated. You'll like it. Open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Argo Extreme Terrain Vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly,
golly. Oodle-lolly day. It's Dr. Richard on the Eastern Shore, and then we got John in North Carolina, by God. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Well, how about you?
Good. I'm the Richard that was in New Zealand for 8 years. I just got back October last year.
Really? Well, yeah. It's nice to hear from you. I brag about you all the time calling from New Zealand. I say, you know, we reach out New Zealand. You know, we got a guy, Richard, over there. So are you back for good?
Yes, yeah.
Are you?
Well, we'll go back and visit, but...
Sure.
Yes, we're back for good, yep. Just giving you a call to enter into the contest.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely, love to have you in there. So what brought you back?
Well, we still owned a property here, and
right.
We had rented it out for that duration of time, and was going to come back and sell it, and then make some plans from there. But it was absolutely trashed from the people that rented it, so almost had to do about a 70% renovation.
That's oh my goodness!
Yeah, it was horrible.
Oh my goodness! Where are they buried?
Pardon?
Where are they buried?
No, nobody's buried. It was my house.
No, I'm saying.
I know. That's why I answered that question. Because this thing is
monstrous. How'd you like the politics in New Zealand?
Well, you know what?
It's different.
It's a small country, right?
Sure.
And this is my opinion. I think it's just a country that's being used as prototype to see how things go as far as the way the world is going to liberalism. And you know they had a gun buyback.
Oh yeah,
4 years ago.
Sure.
And the crime rate escalated.
Sure did.
Yeah, of course. But They say 5 million people, 21 million sheep, but it doesn't matter how many people you have.
That's right.
I mean, taking people's firearms isn't going to solve the problems, right?
It is not. It is not. The criminals still have the criminal heart, you know?
Yeah.
That's the deal.
And the and the gang element there is astronomical.
Really? That's surprising to me, but, you know, I'm a little bit ignorant when it comes to the world like that. You know, I've never traveled a lot. I mean, I've been a few places, but I just look at our country, and it scares me. You know, even living here on the shore, you know what I mean?
So. Yep. Yeah.
So where do you live on? What county are you on the shore? What county are you in?
Queen Anne.
Okay, cool. Right next door.
Still have a couple places to hunt here, so. I took all of my firearms, all but my pistols. I couldn't take them to New Zealand. Took all of them, left them there for my grandson. So
nice.
So just kind of enter your contest and see what happens.
All right. Well, good. Let's see what happens. Very good.
All right, man. Been listening to you even in New Zealand, man.
Ah, wonderful. Maybe we'll get to meet you someday, Richard. Thank you for the call.
Sounds good.
All right, man. Take care. Bye-bye. Hey, quick note. I got a beautiful couple pictures yesterday from Jeff Pop. He's captain of the Vista Ladyfish, and you can use your search engine to see that, or you can go on Big Ass Fish to get the phone number. Vista Ladyfish, with the cooler weather, is now catching big, giant Upper Bay blue catfish. And Jeff just entered a muzzleloader contest. So thanks for entering the contest, Jeff. And I'll just give you the number right now, folks, if you want to book a catfish trip, 410-790-2015. And you can see their ad in Big Ass Fish, or just give them a call. And I guess they have a website, VistaLadyFish.com. They can check that out. But thanks for having a muzzleloader contest, Jeff. Nice to give you a little plug there. And then we got another two of them entered by email today. And there's Bill just checked in from Westminster, and John in North Carolina. Good morning, John. How are you this morning, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
They're still repairing electric lines around here. It's harvest season for the guys who work for Pike and everybody else.
I'm sure.
It's amazing how much damage there was. The trail cameras, I think most of them around here are used to guard against theft.
Sure. You know, sure. That's a great idea. No question.
That's what most of the application is. Some people use them for deer. You know,
sure.
But I'd say more than half are used for property protection.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that, though, you know, there's telepathic does out there. They know where you are, and they know what you're doing at all times.
Telepathic.
And I swear I would take her out.
You would?
Yeah, because you're certainly not going to get a good buck if she's there.
Well, I've been fortunate. I've been blessed on the bucks there. But the thing is, you know, if she comes around, you know, you got 15 minutes of shooting light left, right?
Right.
And here she comes off another property. She comes in through the property and didn't come straight in, didn't go to the bedding area, didn't come by me. No, she went all the way across the woods, her and her three little companions, okay? All the way across the finger of the woods, came out on the other side, and I'm watching. But it's so thick right now, you know, the leaf cover's so bad. And I saw one little glimpse of her coming across, and I went, I wonder if she's going to come up that trail to the food there. Nope. Straight across, came up the outside of the woods. Now she's only 35 yards from me. Head bob, up and down, up and down, up and down. The other three are wandering around behind her. They could care less. But she's got me laser focused. She's watching every move I make. Okay? She trots. This is how smart she is. She starts to move away, and I can't see her because there's a tree in the way, and the field goes up in elevation, and where they are is behind this brushy tree. And I'm watching, and I'm watching, and I look to my left, and she's dead downwind from me. West wind, straight west wind. Dead downwind, head up, snort, all four of them, tails up and off across the field they go. I'm like, you know what? That's probably going to be the last time, if I can help it, that you're going to do that. Because, I mean, now with all this snorting going on for, you know, a couple hundred yards out across this field, what's that telling all the deer in the area, you know?
Exactly.
So
did she have a hard bump from you one time or something, or is just she really smarter than the average deer?
I missed her. I missed her 1 year with a crossbow shot underneath her. But
you must have a really good memory.
But that was before, that was even after this started happening. I mean, this is from the year one when I started hunting there. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's time. I've let her have, you know, 4 years of fawns or 5 years of fawns now, and so she's passed those whatever she has off to them, and now it's time to say good night, Irene.
Yeah.
Or bye, Felicia, whichever you prefer. I'm calling her Karen, by the way. Just.
Oh, that's great.
Just so you know.
She's a Karen, though.
Yep, that's right. Oh, well.
Well, 4 weeks from today, I'll be up. I won't be talking to you. I'll be in the woods with my muzzleloader.
4 weeks.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
4 Saturdays.
I got you.
I've got my rifle zeroed. I still have to go out and zero my muzzleloader. It should be on from last year. But, you know,
sure.
I want to check it.
I did all that, cleaned them up, reloaded them. They are all shooting very well. I did load the Scout pistol, the CVA Scout pistol, I think it's an Acura pistol, yeah. And I shot it yesterday. It shot nice, but I'm having trouble with the scope. And I've never had this happen before either. I had pellets, I had primers that didn't want to ignite the Blackhorn 209, and I think I might have got some 777 pellets, 777 primers mixed in, which are low, you know, low heat. 777 doesn't take much to set off, but you know, and man, it went off great. And then two shots just kind of went boom, you know, and it shot the bullet out the barrel. I was glad to see that, but it didn't do anything on the target. So I think what happened is I didn't have a good ignition. And
yeah, that's what sounds right.
So I've got to start all over again. But I'm happy to start all over again.
Or switch to 777 with the pistol.
No, I've got Magnum. I've got Magnum primers. I've got Winchesters that have worked good. I've got CCI. The 777, I think Winchester makes a 777 pellets or primers. I'm just going to not use those anymore.
Yeah. It's hard to find 209s down here.
It is. It's hard to find them up here. So.
Okay. It's not
but,
just
yeah, no, everywhere. Gun range, Bel Air Gun Range is one of the sources I've had for those. Mike has treated me very well with those. So.
Well, that's good.
Yep. So.
All right.
All right. Good luck to you, buddy. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye. My buddy John B. says that doe wants to come home with me. Mm-hmm. She'll taste good as a well-behaved doe. Well-behaved means bang. Gotta love it. Spurry's Tire Service. Do I have any callers on the line there, Aaron? Let's talk about Spurry's Tire Service then. What do you think about that? I think we should. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50. They're here in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama and all the others, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires that will fit your car or your truck. Doesn't matter what make, any model, any size, they've got them. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard. And speaking of your barnyard, I watched one of Spurry's field trucks go out the other day, all loaded up with all the equipment needed to change those agriculture tires on that farm equipment that's out there in the field right now. Picking corn like crazy, soybeans are next. Those big old corn pickers, those 10-row corn pickers with all the tires and all the other equipment that goes with it, the wagons and tractors. They've got tires for all that stuff, and they'll come out to your place and fix them for you if you have a, if you happen to run over a deer antler, which has happened, no question. If you own a trailer, an ATV, or a trailer with an ATV, take them both in. They'll change the tires on the trailer and the ATVs or the UTV. Spurries has the tires. Spurries offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. If that check engine light comes on, they'll check it. They'll diagnose it. They'll repair your vehicle. They have a 24-hour truck service and all that, and all that has kept Spurries customers, including Robin and me and our families. Our daughter was in there about 2 weeks ago getting a big old bolt or something out of her tire. Satisfied for well over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. How about that one? No appointment needed for tires. They're so confident they have the tire for your car or truck, you don't need an appointment. And if they just don't happen to have this odd-sized tire, guess what? It's only a day wait. Call Spurries Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Website is spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384. No appointment needed for tires. Spurries Tire Service. We'll be right back.
It is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find a real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, deer supplements featuring Tecumseh products, and all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders and accessories, apple cracker blocks and bags. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, hunting blinds, deer feeders, and apple cracker deer feed, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed. 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. And the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website, belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound,
she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's the sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
All right. You know, if we don't get that dough this coming weekend, the 17th, 18th, 19th, and we're going to hunt Cecil County Friday, it's very possible that we can take her the following week for the week-long antlerless only muzzleloader season. So that's another opportunity. Just happened to think of that. That's pretty cool. By the way, you can hunt with a bow during the muzzleloader season, okay? But your bow will go against your muzzleloader tag, okay? And you must have a muzzleloader stamp if you're going to hunt a bow in muzzleloader season. How about that? The other thing is you've got to wear orange. You must wear your fluorescent orange during that season. So, and the answer to the question is, can I carry my bow and my muzzleloader? No. Pick one or the other. How about that? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. Love to get you in that muzzleloader contest. It's very simple. You simply dial that number I just gave you, 922-6680, area code 410. Go on the air with Aaron. He'll answer the call first. Well, he'll answer your call before you go on the air. Give him your first and last name and your phone number in case you win. We have to be able to contact you. And then you go on the air with me. You make a comment, ask a question, or you just simply say, just wanted to get in a contest. And I'll say, very nice, have a good day. You can also enter by email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We had Chris and Jeff enter by email today. Very simple to do. A very easy email. So anyway, we've heard from more people offline, and it's funny the comments that are made, that's for sure. So we appreciate that. Some we share, some we don't. Aaron, any callers on the line anxious to win a new brand new CVA muzzleloader?
Not right now. We're waiting for our next one.
Wow, CVA Optima 2 in camo with a scope mount ready to go. What a deal. As a matter of fact, what kind of deal is it? CVA this week, for the second week in a row, sent out a kind of a press release or a review of the Optima V2. You know, here's something very nice. I want to read this to you. This came from our listener Chuck, and he wrote this to the company. I've just experienced the truly very best customer service along with an amazing product. I made contact with Jack Carver, owner of Maryland Spray Linings, 2 days after the purchase of my 2025 Ram 1500. I knew that when I would purchase a new pickup truck, I would immediately have running boards and a spray and bed liner installed. I saw the reviews and recommendations along with hearing about this company and product on the Outdoorsman radio show. So with that, Jack set me up with an appointment to get my truck completed. Drop off at 8 a.m., ready around 1. I just picked it up, and I'm so pleased with the quality of the install, both running boards and spray and bed liner. The product is even better than I thought it would be. I want to thank Jack Carver and his employees, whomever assisted with the install. In the end, I will pass this information on to whoever I come across that owns a pickup. Thanks again, Chuck. Have a great day. So, Chuck mentioned the Outdoorsman Radio Show in the review. I've known Jack and Bobby at Superior Linings that, you know, split that mil-spec bedliner spot. I've known those guys for 20 years, probably. And, you know, pretty selective about the sponsors I have here on the show. Pretty selective. I don't want to send anybody, you know, to a bum steer, so to speak. Is that a word? Is that still a word or an expression? I don't want to give anybody, I don't want to lead anybody astray. So I visit with all our sponsors. I know who they are. I meet them personally, first name basis, pretty much. And, you know, we like you to have a good experience with the people that we invite you to visit as our sponsors. There's one example, and thank you, Chuck, for sending me a copy of that. Oh, appreciate it. Sorry about the yawn, folks. Sorry about the yawn. So, all right, let's see. John in Chestertown. Good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, Alan. How are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
All right.
What's going on?
Not much. Just headed to work here this morning.
Okay.
Just entered the contest. And
okay.
Wanted to thank you.
All right, cool. All right, anything else on your mind? We'll just go with that.
Just go with that.
Cool, man. All right. Thanks, John. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
You do the same. Bye-bye. Mike in Baltimore. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Alan.
What's up?
Oh, just getting ready to get my goddaughter to soccer practice.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, it sounds like you're busy. You call in just to enter the contest?
Yes.
Okay. Very cool. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Alan.
All right. Have a good one. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So I want to tell you one more time about Hearth America at Backyard Billy's this hour. They carry several different brands of fireplace inserts and freestanding fireplaces. Enviro, Regency are the top brands that they carry, but there are others too. And it's worth the trip just to see the different brands and different selections that you have. You can check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves for your primary or secondary alternative heat source if you like. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom. You'll be ready for that upcoming cold weather. Robin and I have an Enviro EX35. Backyard Billy's did the installation from the chimney all the way down to the, and they recommended a fella for us too to do the, I see Stacy's calling from Centerville. How about calling the station number, 410-922-6680. We'll just let that, there we go. I think she heard me, or he heard me. Anyway, they recommended a mason for us. He came in, he put the hearth in, he put the stone on the wall, installed the mantle, and did the chimney work. It was great. So Backyard Billy's has great service, great follow-up, great prices, great people. Can't say enough about them, backyardbillies.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Hey, if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Hey, apple cracker deer feed blocks and bags use the supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer. And apple cracker deer feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains, protein, and minerals. Use the blocks, the bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in three flavors. Molasses Craze, Apple Craze, and Cherry Craze flavors blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com or call Stoltz Foos Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929, applecrackerdeerfeed.com. It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handgun, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023
for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today. Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find a real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties. Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet. Deer supplements featuring Tecumseh products and all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders and accessories, apple cracker blocks and bags. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, hunting blinds, deer feeders, and apple cracker deer feed, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed. 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. And the website, ChesapeakeSeedAndFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Wow, right up to the end. Hey, if you called in and you were on hold during the break, please call back or stay on hold, 410-922-6680. We'd love to talk to you. Love to get you in the contest for sure. Well, there's the music. If you have to leave us, take your daughter to soccer, or maybe you're headed out doing a little bow hunting this morning, get out, stay out, stay safe. Remember, family is everything. Love the Lord. We'll see you after the break.